When you think of a garage, you might picture a minivan parked in the suburbs, or bikes packed behind a mini fridge. Or you may imagine a group of entrepreneurs huddled behind a desk, feverishly coding. From WNUR News, you're listening to our special broadcast, Tangential on You. We are airing stories that tangentially relate to Northwestern. This story, if you are curious, is not about the garage. Yep, not that one. Many key businesses that have defined our lives in the late 20th and 21st centuries were founded in garages, including Walt Disney, Google, Amazon, and Apple. Garages, as a result, have become symbolic of the quintessential American dream story of scrappy to successful. However, one garage story stands out in particular.
Like, the story, when people started telling the story of Apple, came through a garage. They would hold their first business meetings in a garage. They would go to these various pitch meetings like on campus and pitch what they're doing, and then they'd go back to their garage.
That was Kellogg Adjunct Lecturer of Marketing, Birju Shah. Shah currently leads Uber Health, which leverages Uber's on-demand network to more efficiently move people, workers, and goods to medical facilities.
To me, it was Apple. Apple made it all popular, and it became a thing for everybody. And so, and I think, a lot of people looked up to Steve Jobs. And, I look up to Steve Jobs. Everyone looked up to Steve Jobs, right? And, whether he was, a good person or a bad person, it was just, from a startup mindset standpoint and beautiful products that he built or he directed with his team, it was kind of, that became the rite of passage. If Steve did it, you have to do it, right?
Professor Shah himself was deeply inspired by Jobs when he first heard the story.
My initial visceral reaction is I want to do it. And then I remember going with one of my companies and going into a garage in Palo Alto and I'd be I'm talking up to the landlord. And I'm like, this sucks. I was it's humid, which is never humid in California in that area. I was I feel there's bugs in the corner there. And I'm just and I feel you're trying to charge me too much for your garage. And I'm just but I remember when I first heard the story, I was just viscerally on every level. I was this is awesome. This is someone that built one of the largest and best companies in the world with the best products that we use from a garage. And they did everything from this one little room in kind of the middle of nowhere. And it made me feel I can build something great with such little resources.
Why exactly did budding entrepreneurs like Jobs and others, particularly those living in the Bay Area, decide to use garages as workspaces?
And the reason it became popular was because most of the houses there to rent were actually still expensive. They've always been expensive relative, right, to where you are in the market.
The average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco is one of the highest in the country, at nearly $3,000 a month. Founders would conduct all their normal business operations from garages.
I remember in the 80s, you would invite the venture capitalists to the garage when you were fundraising. And then they'd almost judge you on how crappy your garage was. In the sense of is there water leaking? Are you guys on one table? Is there oil on the floor? And then they'd be all right, these are real startup folks.
Some landlords even secure jobs from renting out their garages. The CEO of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, rented out her garage to Google's founders in 1998. She then started as employee number 16 at Google when it was just a young search engine and rose through the ranks from there. But the mystique of the garage, according to Professor Shah, is fading.
Right. In the last decade, it's really been people going to these co-working spaces, and a lot of venture capitals, they now have space for startups to work in. It's not the greatest, right? Because you miss out on that story of working hard and working out of the garage.
Another reason for the shift is the increase in a work-from-home culture. Fortune magazine reported on April 1st that about 25 to 35% of workers are currently working from home. This is furthering the trend away from garage culture. But Professor Shah is hopeful that the garage story may come back. Shah said that he believes the mass amounts of money that have been funneled into startups in recent years will diminish in this new decade.
I think garage culture is going to come back. Just the culture, the mindset. I don't know if actual garage will come back, but I think the culture, the mindset is going to come back where founders are going to be really scrappy. They're going to be the tougher founders. They're going to be the founders that have to do more with less. And they're going to have to be able to have kind of this very close-knit culture with their fellow founders or first team members and have that experience of kind of going through hardship to launch their company. I hope it goes back to being in a garage, but I think that mindset's going to be there.
Thank you. Regardless of the future of garages, this folklore has been pivotal to defining entrepreneurial culture in the past decade and has inspired generations of founders, and most likely many to come. Reporting for WNUR News, I'm Margot Muell.